Yes, Sailor und Parachute bzw. Mr. Kayanus und Mr. Pickett zusammen aus der Hi-Ho Silver von
1972. Und da war der Phil Pickett an den Lead Vocals und den haben wir jetzt auch am Telefon.
Hello, okay. Phil Pickett.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing over
it's
there?
It's good to hear Parachute again after all these years.
Yeah,
and in such a great version.
Ah, great. Well, we recorded a long time ago, but we've remastered everything, so it sounds a lot brighter.
It is, it does, yeah.
Yeah,
it
fantastic.
Sounds well.
I wondered if you read the sleeve notes about that particular song.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, but tell us the story again,
I
please.
I should tell you the story, because when I first met George, before Sailor started, I used to go round to his house. He had a house in Maida Vale, and he lived on the very top floor, and there was no lift, so every time you'd ring his bell, he would look out of the top window, and it was about five or six floors up, so he had this, typical George, he had this ingenious parachute that he'd designed. He'd put the key on it and just throw the key out the window, and it would slowly drift down, and it would always land in a good place, and it gave me the idea for the song.
Fantastic. Yeah, so Bowie Treasure is released at last.
Yeah, at last, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's taken a long time, but these things, when I think of something as special as this as well, I think that a lot of these big companies put things out and they don't really give an awful lot of thought to it. They just put lots of different tracks on a record and somebody comes up with a cover and they have a concept. But with Buried Treasure, I think it's such a special project for the band, because mainly because there are a lot of tracks that had never been released. There are some experimental tracks as well as all the hit songs or different versions of the hit songs. So it was very important to get it's quite a big responsibility. I was talking to you earlier, it's quite a big responsibility to get it so that everybody's happy with it. But the feeling that I've had and some of the reports back are really good, so I'm feeling quite relaxed and very happy about it now.
Yeah, we have very good responses too.
Yeah, lots of great reviews about the album already, and
good.
More to come, of course.
Yes, well, I'm glad everybody likes it. There's a lot to listen to, isn't there?
Yeah. 38 tracks, aren't they? Yes, 38, I think.
38 tracks, rather strange. It could have been 40, I suppose, but it seemed to be the right balance of tracks.
Oh, well, if you're planning to release another volume of Buried Treasure one day, maybe you've got enough material for
that
then.
Well, I think so, yeah. I think that we've definitely got enough material for another volume 3. This is volume 1 and volume 2.
Yes.
But, I'm glad everybody seems to like it, and there's some surprises on there for people too, if they know Sailor well enough. There's one or two quite surprising tracks, but you must tell me if you're surprised by them.
Yeah, Perfect Time is a very big surprise.
Yeah, that
yeah.
is a fantastic,
fantastic
song.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yes, that was a fabulous idea that George and Henry and myself worked on, from a basic idea of George's, but it was a waltz.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around the time that I was working with Malcolm McLaren in England, and I was doing a waltz album.
Ah, yeah, I remember.
So I used some of the component parts of that. You know, we have a little Strauss section in there, and but it's just such a brilliant vocal from George. It's a lovely, song, and. It just makes you feel, it's got a real kind of stirring quality about it when you hear it. It's like an anthem.
Yeah,
it is. So we have more people here in the studio beside us.
Hey, yes, you have Malcolm there. Malcolm.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Malcolm.
How you doing? I never thought I'd be speaking to you from this place, but it's a great over here. You need to come back and play sometime.
I hope we will, yes. Well, we're getting a lot more interest, I think, through this album as well. I think there's a lot more promoters out there. I think lots of inquiries are coming in, and they're having the website now, sailortheband.com. It seems to sort of focus a lot more activity in our direction, which is good.
Yeah, no, that's really good news. I mean, it is a great collection. Whether you're a fan or, like, you know, been with you for many years like myself, or whether you're new to it, it is a great collection, and I think it would do well in anybody's CD collection. So
Thank you.
I'm delighted you put it out there, Phil. And
It's been a labour of love, you know, for a long time to get all the permission to do this and the permission and which tracks to use. But I think it's a lovely balance. It's the history of Sailor. It's got some surprises in there. It's got experimental tracks, things that have never been released.
And even for some of the tracks that we all know and love, you've put really interesting versions on there. There's quite a number of live versions. You haven't just put the standard singles versions on it, which just makes the whole collection really interesting. So,
well, that's great. And also, I think it gives listeners, you can actually see how the sound of Sailor evolved and first came into being from very earliest times. I mean, this record represents the whole extent of our recorded careers.
Yeah,
recording careers, I should say.
Carsten played a couple of tracks earlier on where you could hear that the Sailor sound hadn't quite developed, but it was definitely there.
It was on the way, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it was first time hearing those things, and it's just marvellous. So.
Yeah, great. I'm thrilled. And glad that you're over in Germany, too. You're on holiday there?
You won't believe this, Phil, but the old Nickelodeon, the old big black one that you used to have, which somewhere along the line I acquired, I promised to bring over to Carsten and Katrine. So that's what I did. I put
Good
it in the back of a van and brought it over for them. So it's now sitting in Germany instead of in my garage, which is great.
That's amazing.
And we've had big trouble putting it behind our house earlier this morning. But now it stays there and it's safe.
You're completely mad. But
we are, all of us.
Thank you.
That's what Sailor fans are about, Phil. You know that.
I mean, eccentricity is us.
Absolutely.
And Suzanne is with us here in Kassel too, coming from Stuttgart. Extra for the show, yeah.
Yes, hello,
sorry,
Phil.
Who was that?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Phil. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Ulm next time.
In Ulm, yes, very soon. I think Katrin told me I got this mixed up. Is it the 10th or the 11th of March?
The 10th.
It's the 10th.
The 10th, that's right, yeah.
The 11th is Unterschleißheim, which is near Munich.
Unterschleißheim, which is Munich.
So maybe
we
see each other in Unterschleißheim as well. I don't know yet.
Yeah, good. Well, try and come to both shows, yeah. And we're playing in Vienna on the 9th too. So
that's a new date, yeah.
We've got quite a nice weekend of three shows, so that's good news.
That'll be the perfect place to do the waltzes then.
Yeah, we'll do the Strauss waltz there.
Yeah. But